Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. On this episode, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Matt Ramsey from Old Dominion is going to be here. And go! Everybody, Phil Vassar here. Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Today in the cellar, my dear, dear friend, Mr. Matt Ramsey's here. Hey, buddy.
Good to see you.
I tell you what, man. This is a, you talk about full circle. This is this is one of the greatest days, man. I've been so excited about this. I've been, you know, trying to get you in here the whole time, of course. But, you know, being a superstar band like Old Dominion, you know, you don't have much time. But now
we've got
a little time to do things that are very, very cool, and thanks for just taking time to be here, man. I'm so happy to see you, and I'm proud of you, and you're my brother, and I'm so happy that we're here together today.
Thank you, man. I am too. I'm sure that no one knows the full story, but maybe they'll get a little bit of it today.
Because,
man, not the full story. Let's not tell the whole
story. No, not the whole story, man. We can't do that. No.
But you're the whole reason that I moved to Nashville, really. I mean, you're a big part of it, and
well,
you were my roadmap, so.
Yeah, well, I was... And then you blew past that, man. and have tread your own ground with the Old Dominion guys, man. It's and it's funny because Matt came, and I remember my sister. I think she'd seen you wearing Blacksburg or somewhere,
yeah,
Matt.
Blacksburg,
I swear, you know. And of course, Matt and I grew up real close to one another. And my sister said, "You've got to hear this guy."
Yeah,
I'm like. And then I heard him. I was like...
It was terrible. I was thinking about that.
No, but I was thinking... No. There's something there. No, but I mean, it was amazing.
Well, I actually was thinking about that. You know, your sister, she brought me down here for the first time. And we stayed over in Brentwood. And she's like, "Well, let's go to the Bluebird." And we drove down Hillsborough to the Bluebird. I'm like looking... Like, I'm like, "Wow, look at this place. Look at these houses. These are amazing." And then we go to the Bluebird, and we saw, like, Pat Alger.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, crap."
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, we were out in the parking lot, and I was like, "Man, this is crazy. That was an amazing show." And, like, the road we took coming in here, like, passing all these houses. She was like, "Yeah, one of those houses is Phil's, and we're going to go to his house." I was like, "What?" Yeah, it was. And then we come up here and hung out, had some wine, and, man,
and here we are now in the cellar hanging out all these years later, really, like, what, 20 years now?
Yeah, it's been 20, almost 25, 30.
80 years, and it's hard to believe.
It actually is, man. 17 years, I think.
Yeah.
What is today? The 23rd?
I don't know what it is, but let me tell you something.
I moved October 26th, and it was, so 17
you
years.
You know what? It's funny, because we kind of moved the same weekend. I did, too. I moved on Halloween.
Yeah.
When I first moved here. So I don't know what it is about October. Maybe that's we're lucky month. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a... it's just interesting to process, and you know, you kind of got to see the whole deal. And,
oh, man.
And,
yeah.
And of course, I've gotten to see you, and of course, you started, you know, Matt would play me songs, and I'd start hearing songs, I'm like, "Oh, boy." Yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's like, you know, seeing you, I've always known, I'm like, "Man, this guy, he's charismatic, and he sings great, you know, and, you know, handsome guy, whatever, you know."
Yeah,
I know, you know, it's okay, Matt.
Distinguished.
We can, you know, we're men here. Did you see that football game the other day? No, but see, it's like, man, once you get the songs, and once you guys started... You and Trevor and all of you guys started hanging out, and you started writing these songs. I'm going, "Oh my God, these songs!"
Yeah, it just takes time, man.
It does, doesn't
yeah.
it? It's like you can't rush it. Almost, it's
yeah.
like now.
And you want to?
Yeah, you want to. Really. You want to so bad. I mean, God.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took me forever. You know, I mean, I think about getting here and for years and years playing bars and this and that, just like you did.
Yeah.
And every label hating. You know, "No, this, that, or you're a piano player," or,
yeah.
you know, "You're too old," or whatever. That we've all heard all
oh,
these
totally.
Things from all these people. And then finally just seeing it all happen, you know,
yeah.
and like it's happening for you guys now. And I'm just so pumped. Here with Matt Ramsey today, Old Dominion's amazing lead singer. Have you had, like, any oh, crap moments, like, I remember, like, meeting, you know, Kenny or Dolly or some of the very first things I ever did. I was just thinking when I first started this stuff, you know, of course, you know, you start meeting people and running and you're going, I'm sitting here with Michael Jackson or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, have you had any of those yet? That I was just wondering about.
I've had
that.
So many of them, man.
Now, I mean, isn't it crazy?
Yeah. And I mean, well, the first one is with you. I mean,
oh, well, you're
because,
sweet.
No, I mean,
because you're in my house. I get, okay, good.
It is true, though, man, because, you know, when I was thinking about moving to Nashville, and then, you know, of course I knew your music and, you know, then found myself in your house. And then the first year, we moved here. I don't know if you remember this or not, but we had Thanksgiving here.
Right.
You know, it was like, I was like, man, this guy doesn't really know
me.
All right, we're going to have Thanksgiving.
Kids and-
yeah. So, you know, all of that was sort of this like, you know, holy crap moment. But man, a bunch of them. I remember one of them too. We don't play the Opry a lot, but the first time we played the Opry, I was.
It's great.
I was standing there, and you know, it goes by so fast. And like we played this song, and we had like one song or whatever. We played, and all my like guitar cables and pedals and everything are everywhere. And I'm trying to like get out of the way for the next guy, you know. And I'm like arms full like this, you know. And I feel this like tap on my shoulder, and I hear this voice say, "That's a great job, son." I turn around, it's Charlie Daniels.
Isn't that awesome, man?
And I'm standing in that like legendary circle.
Yep.
And I'm like, what is my life right now? Like, you know, it was crazy.
And Charlie's the greatest guy too, and loved you guys.
Yeah.
And we, you know, he's as a matter of fact, Christmas for Kids we do together too. You did that last year, and you know, you talk about guys like that, like icons.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about Charlie and Kenny and of course Merle Haggard and some of the guys that, you know, we've lost. But man, it's amazing. You know, you and I too were talking earlier about, you know, Trace Atkins, who's a good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And you just told me a story I didn't even know. And Trace is the greatest guy. And I tell you, and you talk about, I mean, this guy's 6'8" with a cowboy hat on. He's like 8 feet tall.
Huge.
What's up, Phil?
I shake. But this is great, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, one story too was him standing. We played a few shows with him. We went on a little run with him. And this was back when we were in a van. And the first time we saw him, he was standing on side stage watching us play. And, you know, he's giant. And I was just like, holy. And then he kind of leans over. Like, I'm over, you know, I'm like, come over to the side of the stage. I'm like rocking with our guitar player, with Brad. And he like leans over and he goes, "Y'all don't suck."
Which is good. That's good.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, I'll take
thank you so much.
I'll
we'll take that.
Yeah. But later, you know, later on, we were just driving. We drove through the night. We had to drive all night long to get to the next show or whatever. And we drove to Myrtle Beach House of Blues. And, you know, his buses are parked back there. And we are in our little crappy van pulling a crappy beat up U-Haul trailer. And we back it in between his buses, and you know, we, you know, showering with water bottles out in the parking lot and all that stuff,
hosing down,
yeah, because like, you know, we're making $500 a night,
right?
And you know, probably spending $800 a night,
right?
You know? So we get done with the show, and his tour manager is like, "Hey, come here for a second." And I was like, "Yeah, what's up?" And he was like, "That's y'all's van." And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that's real nice. Real nice.
Yeah, yeah. You want a tour? And
he
was like, "Yeah, Trace saw that pulling in here tonight, and he asked me to ask you." And I was like, "Yeah, man." He was like, "Well, Trace remembers though. He said to tell you he remembers that, and he slipped me $500."
So. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah,
right?
And he doesn't. We've since told him
right
how much that meant to us.
That's what's so cool about artists. There's a lot of national. Kenny was like that. You know, all these guys that were. I remember, you know, that when I first started out, when you first started out, it's like, I remember the shows you opened. Matter of fact, even Jeff will talk about, you know, all you got to do, if you want to be a huge star, just open for Phil Vasquez.
Because
it's like Taylor Swift and, you know, and Old Dominion and Sugarland. And I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on. It's like everybody just passes us, man. And which is great, you know. I mean, I say, look, you know, we're lucky and we've had a great, great run, but man, just seeing our friends do well and seeing Zach Brown opened for me at that same place you're talking about, in Myrtle Beach. I remember Zach opening up and I was like, man, these guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and then, so I think it's just kind of a cool thing about artists and our something about our genre too. I just love how everybody sort of pays it forward, man. I think that's cool. playing big old Dominion Smashers.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do one of them.
I'll play one that's, they're always easy to play along with for you, but you should play along. But we wrote this song called Make It Sweet.
Yes.
And we wrote it. It was the first we went in the studio and wrote this song. We had kind of like complained about not having enough time to make an album. And and our people were like, okay, well, let's book you some studio time and let you, you know, have more time. And then the studio time snuck up on us. And we were like, oh, we hadn't really talked about what we're going to record. So let's just go see if we can write one. And we went in and we wrote Make It Sweet. And
it was a big old hit. That's a great song too, man. Play this.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. Well, let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and wind mess up your hair. And let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week, I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Days will be long, but the years will fly right by. We'll never be as young as we are tonight, baby, ain't that right? Yeah, baby. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sun sets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Life is short, make it sweet.
It's sweet to be here with Matt Ramsey. It's sweet. Songs from the Cellar. Eat this sweet. I mean, you guys are so good that you can do a whole album singing like a cat. And and people are going crazy about it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's Tell me what happened with that. I was like, seriously, one of my friends said, have you heard this yet?
I know.
I'm like, what? What is it? And I'm just going, and listen to it. And he starts meowing. And I was like, that's my boy right there. Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's when you know you made it, that, buddy.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that all came from, people think that's like quarantine boredom. No, we carved time out of our busy schedule to go meow our entire album. But it came from, you know, like you, like our record label has been very good to us and very supportive of us. But
right. It
can also be frustrating sometimes. And there's a, you know, there always comes this moment where they're calling us going, hey, we need a new version of the song. And, you know, we need like an acoustic version or can you collaborate with somebody? Or, you know, we need some kind of new version. And we just got, we were exhausted. You know, it was like we were just, you know, playing 150 shows a year and
yes,
just tired, man. And we're like, we got to do what? You know, and then, okay. And so we were joking. And we were like, let's just meow a song and give them the meow version of it. And it'll be funny. And then we were like, you know, let's just do the whole album.
Oh, my God.
So we booked the studio time. And they have access to our calendar. They can see what we're doing. And so we put it on there as vocal rehearsals so that they wouldn't be like, why are y'all going in the studio? And when we meowed the whole thing. And then we turned it into them. And it was right after the album had been released. And we turned it into them. And they just looked at us like, are you serious right now? Like, they couldn't. There was one person in a room that got the joke.
Really?
And she was laughing. And we were like, it's a joke. It's funny, you know? And we were like, put it out. And they were like, really?
It's like, huge. Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, one of my friends from Canada, literally, she's like, I can't tell you how much I love this record. I've listened to it. And I've sent it to all my friends.
Yeah, yeah. It really took on a whole life that we did not expect. I mean, like, we thought most people would look at us like they did and be like, what the yeah, yeah, what is there? They've lost it. But most people got the joke, and it was funny, man. They did ask us, the label was like, okay, we'll put it out, but please, can we wait a little bit and let your album, like, because you made a really good album, so let's not, like, make fun of it yet.
So does that count as one of your records you get to present? Well, that's what I want to know.
That's the thing is, it doesn't count towards that, but you know how they do all those different versions count towards streams of your
right of your record, which has made it huge, I bet.
So the meows actually count.
That is so good. All right, I'm gonna tell you, this is great.
So we'll be coming out with a dog album, pig album.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back. Phil Vassar here with my brother Matt Ramsey. We'll be right back. Songs from the Cellar and Go. Back, Songs from the Cellar with Matt Ramsey. But thanks for being here, buddy. We should go out another one of your songs. I love you, man. I'm so proud to have you here. And like I said, man, all these years later, here you are. And I'm just, here we go, man. I can't wait to play again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I know, man.
One of these days.
I'm going to try something because I was playing this song earlier. And I've done this before at Soundcheck. But you talk about influences. This one, I don't think we could have written without your music. This is never on the radio, but it was a big... this is like one of the few songs that we've had. I think it went gold without being a single. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's
you
really,
know how hard that is?
Yeah, it's really fun to like have a song have a life of its own. You know, because we always feel like we missed an opportunity by not putting this song out. But I'm always like, man, it has this amazing life. And it's like people react to it at our shows like it was a hit.
Right.
So, you know, we have some hits that they don't really care.
It's like, yeah,
they're
whatever.
Like, yeah, whatever. But that
other
one. Yeah, yeah. So it's a song called Nowhere Fast. That's it.
Yeah.
Grass stained bare feet. She dove in my front seat. Windshield for a road to run and a gas tank for freedom. Red sky faded to black. A couple cans deep in a six pack. World disappearing around us. Temptation always found us. Beer on our breath in a parking lot. Kill the headlights so we wouldn't get caught. Radio glow on the dash. We were messing around, we could hardly breathe. Breaking new ground in my backseat. And we had our foot on the gas. Going nowhere fast. One summer of sunsets was as far as we were gonna get. So caught up in how it feels, we didn't care. We were spinning wheels.
beer on our breath in a parking lot. Kill the headlights so we wouldn't get caught. Radio glow on the dash. We were messing around, we could hardly breathe. Breaking new ground in my backseat. And we had our foot on the gas. Going nowhere fast. Sing to me, babe, I'll be your dashboard.
I know that one.
Turn the radio up as loud as you can go. You got the terrain wrapped around sunglasses. Vision got the tails of eyes down. Cool inhibition, just relax and let the six-pack summer roll.
I like singing harmony on that. That's good. Matt Ramsey, I don't know what to say. Love you, buddy.
Love you, man.
Songs from the Cellar, amazing. Matt Ramsey, Old Dominion, my brother. Thanks for being here,
Thanks for having me, man.
See you next time, and go.